Hi, this is Cameron, and today we have Henry Richards, a Woodrum intern student, here for the week. Let's hear what he has to say, and let's start now.
Hopecast. Learning about the life and mission of education equals hope.
Welcome to the Education Equals Hope Hopecast. I'm Cameron Graham Vivanco.
And I'm not Jorge Luis Rodriguez.
I'm the co-founder of Education Equals Hope and the director of the program here in Ecuador.
And I'm not the director of teams and training.
Education Equals Hope exists to provide for the education of students in desperate and difficult situations.
The hope of this podcast is to keep you, our dear listeners and supporters, informed as to what is happening here in Ecuador.
Because we couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much. And yay, we got through the intro. We have a special guest today. Across the table from me is not Jorge Luis Rodriguez. He is at a doctor's appointment, so you guys can be praying for him, pretty please. He had mono and nobody knew it. So he's recovering. So whoopsie doodle. But we have a Heathwood Hall student from Columbia, South Carolina. Hello and welcome. And how about you introduce yourself?
I'm Henry Richards. As she just said, I'm from South Carolina, and I go to Heathwood, and I'm here on Winterham. It's been a great experience so far. Thank you so much for having me.
What is Winterham?
So our school, Heathwood, does, and a couple of other schools in the state, do a one-week program where you have to travel or do something educational. Sometimes it's at school. And here I'm doing kind of a makeshift internship with Equals H.
Because this podcast is about what is going on here in the world of Ecuador. And right now, you are one of the things that's going on here. We also this week have worked on a couple of grants. I'm working on a feeding program for Carmen Bajo. Shout out to First Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota. They have been longtime supporters of Carmen Bajo and the kids there and the feeding program there. So I was working on that. Working on summer, we have two teams that land tonight. You're never supposed to say this on a podcast, my bad. It's Thursday and this is going to air on Monday. So they'll already be here by that time. So those are some of the things going on. But the other thing is we get to have an intern for a week. It's a very short time, but I think good. Tell me, like, has this felt too short, way short? Do you feel like you're transplanted to another place, another world? Talk to me.
It's been like a completely new experience. I've never been to South America. I've been around Central America, but South America is a totally different feel. And it's like, it was really like just like jumping into the deep end, but it was a fantastic experience so far, even though I've only been here for a couple of days. The people have been very warm and welcoming, but I really couldn't stay long enough. This has been way too short.
Yeah, we've got him hoodwinked. We're going to sell his passport and trap him here. JK. So what have you done and who have you been working with?
So far, for the first day I was here, it was mostly an orientation about Ecuadorian culture and about what E equals H and Youth World is really all about. So I met Brenda and Jose Luis and the first day, and we had lunch and we had all of these conversations. And then the second day,
and Roberto took you on a food tour for breakfast.
Oh yeah, we had some great food. I think it was Tigrillo,
yeah, and bolones.
Fantastic.
Can't forget that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, back to you.
And then for the second day, I went to a couple of the ministries with Brenda. So I started with Cristo Librador, and that was really – and I just worked as a nursing assistant where I handed her tape and tried to work my Spanish. And that was really a very touching experience to see all these people. Especially, we worked with like the elders around the community, and they would come in for nursing appointments. It was very touching. And then we went to go have lunch, and then we went over to Dios es Amor. That was also a fantastic experience. All of the little kids, they're so happy to be there. Just watching like how E equals H is really working in these communities has been very, very touching. And then Wednesday, yesterday, I went over to we started with Casa Gabriel for Second Chances, and seeing what they're doing with the young men in the community and the way they're raising them is really fantastic to watch and see, especially firsthand, to visit these places. And then we went to one of their Hope Centers where they host kids for after-school programs, and we played Uno with the kids.
Did you win?
I did win Uno. Oh.
But how did you play Uno? You told me a detail about that earlier that was really cute about the language learning and the process of Uno.
The kids, they all they all wanted to, they've all had English tutors. So the leader of the Hope Center, she would come over and she told them to try to say the words in English because I was there, or like the colors and the numbers in English. So they would place it down and they'd scream like, red five, and it would be like a yellow four. But it was really cute. It was a really fantastic experience, especially to like witness all this. And then today so far, I've had breakfast. I'm over here doing this. But it's really been fantastic. I really mean this. I could not stay long enough. Ecuador has been really fantastic and very welcoming.
Yay! Praise God for that. Your hope in coming was to see kind of behind the scenes of an NGO. And what it really is. What has surprised you about that? And what is the same as you thought it would be?
Well, I'm not really sure what I initially was thinking, but what really shocked me was the way that E=H, especially, I don't know if this is true for a lot of NGOs, but they work with communities, especially where they work with community leaders instead of just sending another person over to work in that community. So I thought that was really interesting, how it's not just like some like suits and ties office people, and then they go over and they like provide funding and they don't know where it's going. But it's really fantastically run, and the way that it especially works with all these different communities and overseas, especially, to because I mean, like, to get fully, like, because you can't, like, as somebody visiting, you can't really fully get, you can never like fully live in the community. Like, it's hard to adopt that, but the way that they're doing it is fantastic.
And I'm so glad that that's come across in even just your 2.5 days, 3 days of doing work, because that is the hope and the goal that we're working. It's kind of like the insider movement in other parts of the world, but that the people who live in these communities, like, God is already moving and working, and Dios es amor en Cristo Liberador, in their neighborhoods, in the whole space, and that God would allow us to form special or strategic relationships with leaders in those communities, and that it's their community that is coming around those in desperate and difficult situations. And it's just, I'm glad to know that A, comes across, and B, I'm just so excited about that model. We work with an indigenous population, or a couple different indigenous groups and areas outside of Quito. And if you or me were to try to walk into that community, it would take years before someone would trust us with their true story, with their true self, with what's going on. It would take years to establish a level playing field of authentic relationship, because you can't have an authentic relationship with somebody you're trying to get something from, which is that's such a descriptive way of understanding why relationships we see in the streets, like people begging in the streets, why it's so hard. Because they're trying to get something from you, money or food or whatnot. And that's not an authentic relationship. And we're designed and wired for a relationship. And so to be able to have an authentic relationship is crucial to transformation and to development.
Yeah, of course. And like visiting these places, like the way that like the people of these communities interact with for example, in Cristo Liberador.
Liberador. Yeah, you got it.
Liberador. The pastor of the church was so well connected with everybody that came in, where she could sit down and talk to them and they could share their troubles, not just physical pain in the nursing standpoint, but with emotional problems. And they would feel comfortable and like open to sharing. And you could really see the connections and the interconnectedness in these communities and the way that, like she was saying, very, very difficult for, like, if I were to walk in there and form those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to a podcast this morning about neuroscience and brain science and our, like, physically how our bodies are made, but the importance of community in that, and that having a community around you of safe people that will hold you, not necessarily fix you. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, that's rough. This is what I did when I was in that situation. And just the neuroscience that's coming out about how important those spaces are. And it's not to say that, like, we're all going to sit around and sing Kumbaya, but we have to find those sacred and safe spaces to be known and have a relationship. And that's what we get to do in Equals Age, which is phenomenal. We get to do, like, the hard work of, like, here are resources to move forward. So you have the books, you have the transportation, you have the uniform, you have whatever it is you need to go to school. But then, and again, this is just God's beautiful design, because we didn't come up with, like, we're just not that smart. But, like, that it goes through the local church that creates that community, and you got to be a part of that community, even if it's with the elderly, because the hope and the goal is that the entire church is healthy, because that church leadership is doing the day-to-day 24/7 work with the Education Equals Hope students. And if they can be holistically whole and healthy, then they can be holistically whole and healthy for all of the students. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did you see an example of that anywhere? Besides the elderly.
I'm trying to think. Probably the Hope Center that that I visited afterwards. There was like there. It was really like they. It was very well provided for, and the kids, they like. I don't even know how to describe it. It was, like, great to just witness, like, and, like, they were, and, like, it was very well run, and everything was going very smoothly, even in, like, this, like, small pocket, and it was, like, a very interconnected community, I think, there especially.
Like, just seeing the strength of community, no matter what your physical surroundings are about, but it's that space where you're going to be seen, and someone's going to know you exist.
Yeah, and it was the way that, like, the kids just felt comfortable going up to the leader of the Hope Center and just, like, speaking to her openly, or, like, the amount of support each kid had. If they had a question, immediately would be answered. It was this sense of community and interconnectedness where they were all, like, it was more than just, like, just being close friends and, like, but they were, like, family.
Mm-hmm. So what were you hoping to see when you came, and has there been any disconnect from what you were hoping to see? Like, you were hoping to see this, and you actually haven't seen it.
I have not been disappointed at all on this trip. So what I've expected is but I came up with not low expectations, but I just didn't know what to expect, because I've never been in an area like this. I've never been to, like, I've only done, like, a select group of things in the past The Dominican Republic was an example of it, but I wasn't really fully, like, I didn't have full expectations, so I was kind of ready for whatever came, but there was, like, big cultural shocks that definitely came, like the importance and the stress on community, mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, business, or there are definitely, like, big differences from, like, this culture, from the United States culture, but then in terms of the internship, I don't think I was ever disappointed, like, mm-hmm. going through witnessing and seeing everything that E equals H is doing here in Quito is really all I expected to see, and it's been that and so much more.
Praise God. What is going to be your takeaway? Because you get on a plane tomorrow night, and you have an overnight flight and a very full weekend, and you go back to school on Monday. What do you think you want to take away from this experience?
I think it's going to be difficult to go back to, like, see, like, in, like, the way that, like when I go back, it's not, like, I won't see the same kind of, like, struggle. So I think I'll see things much differently. But I think overall what I want to grasp from this is to build relationships in and try to learn what I learned from Equals H to try to help my community back home. So maybe volunteering at wherever I can, or like the Boys and Girls Club, something like that, just to like try to bring that into my own community. And then, I mean, hopefully I head back, but I mean, I've learned a lot of valuable experiences. Also, community. I'm going to try to like bring a little bit more community into the less coldness back to where I live.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
I'm really grateful to be here, and this is a fantastic, fantastic place. Keto exceeded my expectations for what it would be like. It was very unexpected, but in the best possible way.
We've been planning this for months. What are you talking about?
Non-stop planning.
Non-stop planning since January 11th.
All of this is scripted.
JK, we might have missed some paperwork deadlines is what I might be referring to.
But
we're here now, and it has happened, and we are grateful for your willingness to come and see and be a part of all the mundane parts of behind the scenes of an NGO. You're about to walk into like 3 hours of meetings for briefings for the teams that land tonight. There's some of it that's not very exciting or glamorous. And then there's the real heart work of getting to be in the community. So thank you for engaging with those students and engaging with the leadership, because you are now a part of the Equals Age family.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a family I would definitely want to be a part of.
Woot. If you would like to be a part of this family and are not already, please go to educationalishope.org and find that donate now button. Any donation goes into our general will help support Equals H around the globe. And then, of course, anything that goes into the Ecuador fund page is really helpful to do here. This upcoming week, our teams are going to be working at Dioses Amor and at Carmen Bajo and out at El Refugio. And we are thankful that we get to do this work. Thanks, Henry, for being with us. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to our Hopecast. If you want to join the mission or know more about it, please visit our webpage, www.educationequalshope.org, or check our YouTube channel and Instagram with the same name.